This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We now know that at least 20 officials, including the former top aide for General John Kelly, have denied, rebuked the Atlantic article about the president and what he had to say. These are not anonymous sources. These are names. I got them right here in front of me saying it didn't happen to the anonymous sources who have not come forward.
Yeah, Zach Fuentes is deputy White House chief of staff that worked for John Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing he said was that you can put me on the record that he did not speak with the Atlantic. That's the first thing.
Uh-huh.
The second thing is he says he couldn't even begin to guess who these alleged anonymous sources are for the Atlantic. He did not know anything about any of the allegations that are in the Atlantic magazine. The other piece is, and this is kind of interesting, that on CNN, Goldberg was actually on there, and he was asked about, the solid sources and what they had to say. And the quote he said is, "I'm sure all these things are true," unquote. So he is, he left some real wiggle room there, which is to say that the hit piece could be wrong. He didn't say they're factual. It did happen. He just said, "I'm sure all those things are true." So, now John Bolton came out again and said it didn't happen. He even challenged Jennifer Griffin,
mm-hmm.
who says her sources are unimpeachable, and her sources may be unimpeachable, but it doesn't appear that her sources were on the trip. So the sources that she's referring to are other pieces or other allegations in the article.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conflict there. You have to listen to what she said specifically,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't targeted in on the trip. The French ambassador has denied this,
right.
And they were actually standing in the ambassador's residence
mm-hmm.
when all this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
It's falling apart.
Okay. I think we have a question from a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, it's Sean in Tampa. This is what I called about earlier, and you hadn't answered, so I figured, you know, you weren't going to get to me. And then we got disconnected there. Anyhow, I got to tell you something. This Atlantic story got my blood boiling, and I'm so fed up with it. Obviously, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, loves our military. I can't even imagine in my lifetime any president loving our military more than he does. And this just infuriates me every time I have to hear about it. And I wish we could somehow move past it because it's so
okay.
obvious how much he
okay.
loves our military.
Okay, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
you know that.
Yeah, I know, but come up on a break, so let me go here. So, Denise, I agree that we need to get past that. But the other thing is we talked about this off the air. I wonder if this has anything to do with the comments made a long time ago about John McCain.
Well, it very well could, but let's also not forget, one of the major investors in the Atlantic magazine is Steve Jobs' widow.
Yes.
And she's a mega donor to the Biden campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of tells you all you want to know there, right?
Correct.
And this reporter that wrote this, didn't he go to
yep.
didn't he take a little trip down to Cuba to visit Castro at one time and do a report there?
I do not know that one.
All right. Well, it showed up yesterday, a report that he had written a while ago when he was with another outfit when we were opening up, or somebody was opening. Oh, I guess it was Obama was opening up Cuba, and Castro was still there. But anyway, that's just a little something, a little food for thought. So I guess what we have to do here is I'm going to say I got 20 names here of people that say it didn't happen, and I got a bunch of anonymous sources. I believe I'm going to go with the names that are saying it didn't happen. What say you?
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, we know that Trump is not terribly eloquent in the way he constructs a sentence either. So,
yep.
You know, one person could, two people can hear what he said, and two people come away with a different version of what he said. So there you go.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir. And I saw Mr. Mike yesterday. He just got back from his vacation. He'll be on the air in his normal time slot today. So those of you that listen to him, you'll have him back live and in living color right there from his studio that's right around the corner from me, about 25, 30 feet away. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Tell you what, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods and you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies. Now, I'm taking them, and they're working for me. My blood pressure's down. I got rid of the blood pressure pills. I've lost some weight. Things are looking good, feeling good. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Now, they're a wellness product company, too, so you can go there, whatever you want to get, bundle it all together, and save yourself 35%. All you have to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code Result, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The COVID-19 vaccine is on a fast track to be released, I guess, November 1st, or maybe could be sooner, because we heard the president yesterday say there might be a surprise as Biden is demanding transparency, and Kamala Harris is saying, well, I don't trust the president with this COVID-19 vaccine. We need more testing. We need more of this. I think the president could walk on water and they wouldn't believe it.
Well, little Miss Kamala Harris needs to learn a little bit more about one of the government agencies. And she needs to learn a little bit more about non-government personnel that are involved in vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Because at each step of the process, manufacturer of the vaccine has to submit phase one, phase two, phase three, or phase six, wherever they are, and you know, whatever it does.
Right.
They have to submit those studies. And then those studies go through a approval process for them to even begin to go to phase two.
Okay.
And or phase three. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get through their three phases, if that's all that they have, then it goes through yet another safety effectiveness board, meaning efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that into itself has to have a license that has to go to the FDA to be approved.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what is known as a multidisciplinary team. And that team is medical officers, microbiologists, chemists, and biostatisticians.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when it comes to vaccines, it is the most scrutinized thing that is out there. And so I think little Miss Kamala Harris, before she, you know, approves some talking points that is given to her by the campaign staff, they need to do a little bit of research, because she's saying, I don't trust Trump. Trump has, he doesn't have a single fingerprint on any of this process.
No.
None. Now, what he can do is say, he can clear the path, and he can say anything that's in front of, or it's in the process, in the pipeline now, in front of this vaccine, he can say, you're going to have to set all that aside. And I want to, you know, put all resources of CDC and FDA and all of the experimental expert committee people, I want them standing by, ready, and available. So he can do that to say, you know, the normal process would be, you know, a year and a half. And that's because you got all these other things in the way, the bureaucracies and the volume and resources. And he can clear all that away and just say, you know, throw all resources you can in the vaccine. Which, if
Operation.
I would be angry, I would be angry if he did not make that decision.
Operation Warp Speed. That's what it is, right?
That's right. That's mm-hmm. precisely right. So. Yep. Now, understand, too, Moderna, I think, is probably the fastest one we have out there. And the reason is they're one of 13 or 14 companies that are doing vaccines. We also need to understand something, that a lot of the work on the vaccine for COVID-19
mm-hmm.
has already been done and already in process because of SARS.
Yeah.
Now we have to kind of remember here that coronaviruses have some commonalities, and they were doing an awful lot of work when it came to SARS, and then SARS kind of went away, so they just stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
So they went back to the you know, those studies, that research, dusted them all off, and started the process again. So we weren't starting from, you know, a standing start here. We already had some traction on this thing. Furthermore, that Moderna is so confident in their process
mm-hmm.
that they've already gone to manufacturing. So they already have the vaccine in sitting in refrigerators right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment they get final approval, then they can start the shipping immediately. However, the shipping and the storage of the vaccine is a whole nother thing, because this is not a tablet. This is in a shot form, and that requires a certain hard stipulation for refrigeration. So there's the the people that are doing this have to also apply that they have the resources and the hardware in order to store the vaccines.
Well, this was a back page story, but Johnson & Johnson's also working on a vaccine, and they had a back page story that said that their test that they just did, their most recent test, stopped the vaccine cold when used on hamsters. On hamsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess that's another one you can add in the mix, right?
That's what I'm saying. There's, I think, 13 or 14 companies that, you know, are in process. Now, you know, I think the federal government has already bought a number of these vaccines. That doesn't mean they've been delivered.
Right.
But they're sitting there, you know, the companies are sitting there with a purchase order that, you know, we need 60 million. Now, the 60 million or whatever the number is, don't quote me on the number, doesn't mean they're going to run around and start injecting people. That's not how it works. First of all, you have to, if you volunteer, then you go to the head of the line. But they're also looking at a priority for those that are at high risk, front-end workers, front-line workers, so they can certainly remain safe. You know, the doctors and the nurses and the laboratory people in hospitals and doctor's offices. And then, you know, it would go to other very necessary professions like school teachers or, you know, that kind of thing. So there is a priority of the population that kind of goes to the head of the class on this. So, and it doesn't necessarily mean politicians. And quite frankly, at this point, I think Kamala Harris should be the last person to get one.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Senator Kelly Loeffler, a Republican senator from Georgia, she's coming up against Doug Collins in a special election. She was appointed, and now she has to get elected, so we'll see how that works out, is co-sponsoring a bill to withhold federal funds to cities that don't charge the rioters and hold them over for trial.
Well, I haven't read the language, but what the bill is saying is that these militant protesters, in whatever cities, if they are in fact able to identify and they capture and all this other kind of stuff, then there's all these consequences that will happen. And so the mayors and or law enforcement, or city councils, if they, you know, let's say for the sake of argument that the protests in Rochester are over and they don't happen anymore, then they calculate the damage, and from that they would charge these organizations.
All righty, well, I guess you're going to be playing tennis today, so don't get too hot out there in the tennis court.
Okay, thank you.
We will see you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Make sure you trot on over there and you read all the great stories that she has to say. Founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, President Trump said he would support an investigation into allegations leveled against Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Let the investigations go, but he's a very respected man. Postmaster General is appointed by a bipartisan commission, and we'll see how that goes. But no, I think he's a very honest guy, but we'll see.
The president also said he would support DeJoy's removal if it's proven that he engaged in any illegal behavior.
Yeah, if something could be proven that he did something wrong, always, you know, always. They've been looking at me for 4 years. They found nothing.
The Washington Post reported that five people who worked for New Breed Logistics, where LaJoy was chairman and CEO for 31 years, said they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by the chief executive himself to write checks and attend fundraisers at his Greensboro mansion. The president said he doesn't know much about the story. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu. And don't forget, you can give them a call, schedule an appointment, too, at 800-659-2080. Take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a location in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the Boston city limits. And they've got another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater, Florida. So two locations to serve you. You can find out more about them by going online, naa.edu. Or I would strongly suggest that you give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. The phone number again, 800-659-2080. And I would ask to take the tour and find out what they're all about, and you'll be so impressed. Well, the Army West Point Superintendent says that he will take action regarding a 40-page policy proposal on racism at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point in New York State after an investigation completes in the early fall. We'll see what happens there. By the way, the Army Command, dedicated to defending against hackers and other online threats, known as Cyber Command, celebrated its move into a new $366 million headquarters in Georgia at Fort Gordon this past week. They're there now and operating. And it's official. The White House is going to award the first Medal of Honor for heroism in the fight against ISIS. An Army Sergeant Major who bravely rescued 75 prisoners from the clutches of ISIS in Iraq will receive the military's highest valor award on the 19th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. By the way, the new commander at Fort Hood, Major General John Richardson, who officially stepped into the role of acting Fort Hood commander, vowed to rebuild the trust amongst the soldiers and leaders after the violent death of Specialist Vanessa Gillen brought to light the large amount of crime and sexual harassment at the Central Texas base. In addition, the Military Star Card program is now doubling down the credit limit on its zero-interest military clothing plan from $500 to $1,000 and extending the payment period from 8 months to 12. This comes from the Army and Air Force Exchange Service. By the way, the White House is asking Congress to keep budget chaos from upending the Navy's plans to begin detailed design and construction work on two Columbia-class ballistic submarines, according to Defense News. They need the submarines, and if the Navy wants them, they got to have them, right? That's the way it is, especially with what's going on with China. Now, the commanding officer of a guided missile destroyer, Arleigh Burke, was removed from his job due to a loss of confidence in his ability to lead. This is happening all too much more often than what you used to hear about it in the past. This has to be the fifth or sixth time I've heard this in the last year. Now, the Navy plans to start conducting its physical fitness assessments again next year after canceling the last two rounds of evaluations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And disorganization and a lack of situational awareness by the on-watch crew of the U.S. Navy destroyer Fitzgerald was the primary concern and cause of the collision off Japan in June of 2017 that claimed the lives of seven sailors, according to a new report issued by the National Transportation Safety Board. Now, the Air Force is saying an MQ-9 Reaper at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico was damaged when it ran off the runway during takeoff. Also, airmen from the multiple fighter units built, loaded, and deployed a variety of munitions from the F-35A and other aircraft until early August, in a major evaluation exercise at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. The Air Force wants ideas now. They're considering allowing badges and patches, jewelry, and even beards for some of their people. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the U.S. Air Force Academy has named its newest mascot Nova. The school announced in a September 3rd tweet, so I can't wait to see Nova in action out there. Also, the Marine Corps in February will be ditching the current proficiency and conduct marks used to promote junior Marines and replacing it with the more objective Junior Enlisted Performance Evaluation System, or JEPES, as it's known, according to the Marine Administrative Department. And the Marines are pumping millions of dollars into a high-tech wargaming center. Now, the Marines are using a new state-of-the-art facility where it will run classified wargaming scenarios in preparation for a fight with a high-tech enemy. We'll see how that goes. Now, the National Guard is remaining busy. Fresh off the fire lines in San Bernardino, California, Army General David Hokanson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, said that this year's fire season is shaping up to be one of the worst on record. And boy, don't we know that from what we've been hearing. And I hope those people out there in California, I'm going to check on them during the break and see what the situation is there, to see whether or not they're out of harm's way yet. By the way, veterans able to find jobs in an economy devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic will face the continuing problem of underemployment in positions unsuited to their skills, according to a new study. And the city of San Antonio illegally auctioned off more than 200 troop vehicles while they were away on assignment overseas between 2011 and 2019 without obtaining court orders to do so. Wow. I'm sure that's going to be an interesting lawsuit. And COVID-19 has pushed some commissary initiatives to the back of the shelf, including the test as to whether or not to expand the sales of beer and wine in the grocery stores. With the election just 2 months away, all of the discussion swirling about the mail service and ballots, getting to election officials in time, troops and their families overseas have a bit of an advantage because they're going to be able to get theirs sooner and hopefully get theirs back quicker. By the way, there was an air crash last year somewhere in Afghanistan. I remember hearing about it. And on board that plane was a bunch of mail. And some of the mail were ballots coming back to the United States for the election. I do know that they sent another bunch of ballots over there as quickly as they could, made a special dispensation so the folks could make sure they could vote. So that was a good thing. Now, Britain's Royal Air Force is on course to get its own multifunctional active electronically scanned array radar by the middle of the decade, which would equip the Typhoon combat jets. And as a result, would make things a lot better for them. Now, a lot of money being spent in Great Britain lately because I've got something here I'm going to reach over and grab. There's a story coming out of England here right now. Let's see here. Might have to get to it in a minute. Okay, I'm trying to get it before we go to break. Oh, British Army to blow £500,000 on woke diversity and inclusion directorate. Way to go, Britain. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the one-hour radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And again, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and you can take what I'm taking, the product called Fruits and Veggies, and they're good for you, and they're good, too. They do a lot of good things for you. It's helped me lower my blood pressure, get rid of the blood pressure pills that I was taking, and lose some weight. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They're a wellness product line. You can go there, take a look at whatever you want to get. Save 35% on everything. So just go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking during the break, and I did not know that China imports cotton to the United States. I would have thought we would have had all the cotton we wanted here for ourselves, but I don't know, maybe it's because of some of the floods or something. But the U.S. is threatening now to ban some of this Chinese cotton coming into the U.S. over civil rights concerns.
Yeah, there's so many different trade deals that take place and agreements here and there. Who knows? I mean, we still are importing oil here to the United States when, you know, technically we could really kind of figure that out and do that all by our lonesome. I don't know if it's to keep established relationships going, but I didn't realize we were importing, you know, cotton from China either. Again, it shows you just this grand desire to go for maybe what's the cheapest available product out there. Maybe there's it producing it in China is actually cheaper than producing it here in the United States. Part of that ongoing debate to have out there, is it really worth it for the United States to have T-shirts being sold for $3 when you could have them being sold for $6, but at least you're providing American jobs in doing so.
I still remember all those sneakers we brought in. They were the Jordan Specials or whatever they call them. Remember those, the Michael Jordan sneakers?
I'm not old.
Air Jordan or something like that. I think they're called.
Yeah.
Well, all the sneakers that came in and we hauled them from the port, and the insured value on the trucks until they got to the warehouses was $5 a pair, and then they sold for what, $100, $200 a pair?
Oh, easy. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, without a doubt.
So somebody made money on that deal, right?
Oh, absolutely. and a lot of it. Michael Jordan on down.
Now, let's talk about Virgin Galactic for a second. That, of course, is the space tourism company, Virgin Galactic. That's Sir Richard Branson, is that correct?
Yeah, Virgin in of itself is having a real difficult time right now because of the COVID situation. So, I don't know if they're going to spin off that or they're going to try to get extra subsidies for that because, overall, it's financially they're hurting.
Well, they got enough money for a test flight on October the 22nd. Don't know where they're going to test it at or what they're going to do, but they're going to be putting that weird-looking plane up in the air again.
Yeah, again, a lot of fascination with private space travel. And also as well, you know, it's kind of fun when I talk about flight, really some really amazing new designs coming out when it comes to airplanes. There's one company out of Arizona that's got it's almost like a private type of an airplane. It's going to seat six people, but it can get anywhere between 18 to 24 miles per gallon. And that would make a private six-person jet as inexpensive as flying commercial.
Wow.
Fascinating type of technology. They're looking to bring back supersonic air travel as well. Another European company has got a new plane that's coming out that can really do some amazing things and 20% more fuel efficient than the most efficient Airbus plane right now.
Wow. By the way, stocks are kind of a little shaky right now. Is that a fair assumption?
A bit of a sell. I mean, we're due. You get run-ups in certain sectors, in particular tech stocks like we have. I mean, it's got to come back to earth. You need to rotate assets. It's exactly what we've been talking about on my show. We think we talked about it here with you and about rotating assets. And yeah, tech's getting a hit to some degree. There's no doubt about it. I mean, futures today showed Dow's up a little bit, but again, the NASDAQ, which is tech-heavy, down a decent amount. Again, you need to take a breather with some of these things sometimes, and some of these stocks have gotten out ahead of themselves.
Now, factories, and we've got more and more factories that are expanding in the United States, and that's a good thing. They're willing to pay more now to lure workers as the jobless rate starts to fall and people start looking to come back to work.
And manufacturing picking up, and again, got to get people back into the factories and get them up and running again. It's that adjustment that companies will have to make to make sure that they're profitable, but I think it's great. I mean, we prior to COVID, we saw wages increases, which we really haven't seen in this country since 2000, quite frankly, when it comes to wages. And it's great. I hope that continues.
Now, we obviously know that we have a vaccine coming sooner rather than later because of Operation Warp Speed. We had the Democrats made this political yesterday, Kamala Harris, who really shouldn't be saying much of anything about it because she doesn't understand the way this is working, and she threw some things out there that had no basis at all. I just got done talking with Denise Simon about it. But she threw some things out there showing her ignorance and how the vaccines are, in fact, decided as to when they can be used and how they can be used.
Well, Trump yesterday in his little quick press conference that he did talked about the desire to, their desire to confuse people when it comes to the vaccine and whether or not it's going to be safe. Or not. Again, we're going to see. I mean, we don't really know much of anything when it comes to the vaccine, its efficacy, whether or not it's permanent, whether or not you're going to have to do it again, whether it's going to be similar to the flu vaccine that we have now. I mean, we're going to find out. I do think that many people, though, will be cautious in regards to taking it. I saw one poll today that about 20% of people would just go out and get it right away, and other people might be more hesitant. I think it's just the nature of the beast.
Well, I think in lieu of the vaccine that we've talked about here, that I believe the Democrats are waging a vaccine scare. That's what it seems to be.
That's been a lot of people, the anti-vax movement has been around, prior to this. But I think without a doubt, I think that they're trying to fan the flames with this. They know any sort of successful, any sort of really great vaccine that comes out before Election Day, it's a huge win for Trump.
By the way, what do you think about the beauty shop owner out there in California where Nancy came in and got her hair clipped and colored and all that stuff, and things got a little rough for her? She suddenly got herself $300,000 from a GoFundMe account that people started for her.
Yeah, I heard that raising money. Is this for legal fees? What is she planning on doing with this?
She's planning on opening another shop in another part of California or some other state.
Oh, good for her. All right, that's fantastic. I mean, again, I think that I think it was Donald Trump suggested that she run for office.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to beat Nancy.
Yeah.
So there you go. By the way, the fires in California, did you hear about the gender reveal party that started that one wildfire?
Yeah.
Jeez.
In California, see, if you're not familiar, at certain times of the year, I mean, they have very, very tough restrictions when it comes to, anything like that. And, it's highly irresponsible. Starting fires and fireworks or whatever they were doing to show whether it was a boy and a girl during that season. So, there was a couple of idiots right there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. By the way, there's this little back and forth going on real quick between Candace Owens and Cardi B. Who's going to win?
It's on intelligence. You know that one.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check him out. In the meantime, I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.